The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ. News, talk, sports. Finally feeling like, well, late May. Actually going to get into the 80s next week. Glorious Memorial Day weekend on tap, it appears. It's weird. I won't get into why. But today, tomorrow, and Friday, I'm getting to the office much later than I normally, about an hour later, which means I'm on time. I'm getting here about 8 o'clock now, just before 8, rather than just before 7. I know this will stun you, Matt, but there's a lot more traffic in Green Bay at 8 o'clock. It's like, I didn't realize that one of the Bennies are coming in that early. We have a vehicle situation. I have to take my wife to work for the next 3 days downtown. And then navigate, so I got to get her downtown from Ashwaubenon, then downtown down here in Bellevue. Yeah, it's a real luxury that way. Still not bad. I mean, it's not a terrible commute. Pay closer attention to Joe Gigante doing the traffic, when you're going to be part of it that way. But the upside of it is, my wife and I get a few minutes together in the car driving in, but it's a really nice day. Maybe it's just a product of getting older, but when you get these winters and terrible springs, suddenly it really is a gift. It's like, man, it's really nice out there. Of course, now I have to spend the rest of it in the office, but it's still really, really nice out there. After 9 o'clock, we're going to spend a lot of time. As of 8:42 a.m. Central Time, I'm still not sure in which order I'm going to do these. I want to spend a lot of time talking about what happened in primary elections around the country yesterday, the results of which are seen as a stinging defeat for the Tea Party movement. I'm not sure it is, and I'm not sure it isn't. And I'm not sure the Tea Party, everything has to change, including the Republican Party. It's very hard to separate this out. I think the question that's difficult to answer, there are two of them. How much influence has the Tea Party had on the quote-unquote establishment Republican Party? Because that's one explanation. Well, the Tea Party's not dead. It has pulled the establishment that far to the right, but it's just too extreme, and Republican and or conservative voters want to win. That's why McConnell won so big yesterday. That's why other quote-unquote establishment candidates won. I think that it's really difficult to separate the ingredients there to see what happened, but we're going to try. We also have a follow-up. Yesterday, I shared Brett Stevens' piece in the Wall Street Journal about how coddled children are today, and they turn into coddled college students, pampered college students, and then pampered adults. There's a very interesting follow-up. It's a story that I found after the show yesterday of a school canceling honors night. Do you have that one this morning, Matt? I missed you guys talking about it. It's Rhode Island, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Rhode Island school. I find that story fascinating. So now it really is like woe be gone. All the kids have to be above average. Rhode Island, East Greenwich. We have a TV story on that we're going to share with you. And then I want to get your thoughts. And I haven't decided which one I want to do first. But we're going to spend a lot of time after 9 o'clock on both of those. And why is everybody surprised that Minneapolis got the Super Bowl in 2018? There's no surprise there. Yeah, I know New Orleans had never been skunked before when they were in the finalists running. That's not really the news about the Twin Cities, and I'll tell you what it is. All right, those of you who are tired of me talking about the Walmart issue in downtown Green Bay, don't turn off the radio. Don't go do something without the radio, because that is and isn't what I'm about to talk about. Obviously, there was a relatively major development in that story yesterday. I won't even qualify that. There was a major development in that story yesterday, and I am going to talk about that. But I want to talk about a different element of the Walmart debate in Green Bay that is generalizable to just about any issue that you could ever debate. First, obviously, the update from yesterday. The Larson Green Governing Board, which manages the North Broadway Larson Green property, voted unanimously, a bit of a surprise that it was unanimous yesterday, to extend Walmart's purchase option for 15 acres from mid-June through August 25th. Now, but they may or may not have until August 25th. That was an important extension because the belief was Jim Schmidt, Plan Commission, and opponents were going to try to run out the clock, which would have ended next month. So that extension is important, but still hanging over this issue's head like the sword of Damocles is that loan. And if BMO Harris, for the property, and if BMO Harris, like, yeah, well, no, that's actually next month. I don't know if that is a major factor at this point, but getting that extension to August was. One other thing I will mention specific to the issue is as of today, the people I'm talking with, there are two counts of where the city council is today. One is 7-5 in favor. One is a 6-6 deadlock. Neither would be veto-proof, of course. But a 6-6, then it's entirely up to Jim Schmidt. I believe that one way or the other, Mayor Jim Schmidt has put himself in a position where he's going to directly, by his own hand, kill this project if he wants it dead. He's tried ordering a hit on it, but it hasn't really worked out. And I think ultimately this is going to fall literally into his lap and literally by his hand. I really think that's how that's going to happen. Either breaking a deadlock or deciding whether to veto a 7-5. Now, there are what I want to talk about here, and this is where this goes beyond the Walmart issue. Recent developments have the Walmart haters, and I'm very clear on this. The opponents to this hate Walmart. Not that they don't have some valid points about a box store downtown. I never said they didn't. What I've said all along is the pluses far outweigh the minuses. But there's downsides to any proposal, and there are downsides to this one. But the upside is far greater than the downside. It's kind of like the Packers taking a risk on the tight end Lyrla. I think the upside of that risk far exceeds the risks. All right, so the kid melts down again. He's gone. Now, the only danger I see is if he actually pans out and he becomes a primary weapon for Aaron Rodgers, and then he melts down. I think that's the worst thing that could happen. And if that's the worst thing that could happen, I still think he's worth the risk. I think there's even less risk and more upside in the Walmart debate. But this is really about hating a brand. And the opponents know that. And they use flimsy excuses because under no circumstances would they want Walmart there. If Walmart did, and there's no reason for them to, if Walmart did go with a two-story store, or if they did break this into three or four separate shops, they would still come up with a reason for it not to be Walmart. And that's where I really want to go with this. Chief Loon of the Walmart haters, Rhonda Sitnikau, I believe, Rhonda Sitnikau, all over Facebook yesterday claiming they're the majority. Well, numbers don't lie. We have the most people at the meetings. Well, yeah. Hatred does breed more enthusiasm than support or indifference. Now, granted, because she's closest to the issue, she has more passion than people who would otherwise support the store. But that doesn't mean that a majority of Green Bay residents don't support the store. But this is what they're banking everything on is, well, if we make the most noise, that means we have the most people. That's what that means. No, it doesn't. The squeaky wheel getting the grease is about as old as anything you can think of in politics. It's as old as politics itself. Actually, it is politics itself. If we bleep and moan louder than everybody else, well, we win. Now, that is referred to as the heckler's veto. It has been very successful in politics, and really more not just politics, but public discourse in recent weeks. All of these commencement speaker cancellations and withdrawals, that's the heckler's veto. If we throw a childish temper tantrum, we get listened to, and then we get a disproportionate perception or a perception that we have a disproportionately large contingency. So you're able to pack meetings. So what? So what? Yes, vitriol and hatred. They're strong drivers of enthusiasm. There's no question about that. That's all you've accomplished. But we have more people at the meetings. Yes, you have a Facebook page. You have an organized effort. You're beating the bushes. Unlike you, apparently, other people have busy lives. And they don't have time to be consumed by one issue. That all that means is they're the silent majority not being heard. Let me give you the classic example. You know who thought this way? Who were some of the most stunned people on the planet in 2012? The liberals who did not recall Scott Walker. They were so loud, so noisy, so obnoxious, occupied Madison, taunted and harassed Scott Walker everywhere he went. They couldn't believe he wouldn't. They didn't listen to the polls. They were convinced, well, we're loud, so there must be more of us. No, it didn't work out that way. Being childish, saying idiotic things on Facebook, Rhonda, yeah, that doesn't mean you're the majority. It means nothing of the kind. All it means is you got a big mouth. That's all it means. Oh, but we got more people at the meetings. So as I approach this topic in the days and weeks to come, as this gets down to what it's getting down to, I am going to have you call Jim Schmidt's office. I am going to have you call select aldermen who I believe are on the fence on this. And we're going to do that every day. And I'm going to have you email them. And then, and the email is going to be important, and here's why. And I need to do this in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have you email Jim Schmidt, and there's a couple of select aldermen who I think are critical in this vote. We'll start this tomorrow, and I will do this, and the email's going to be real important because then I'm going to do an open records request on the number of emails they received. Now, Rhonda, you want to put your Facebook page up against this show, that's fine. I'll do that any day. And I will trust that the residents of Green Bay support this if they take a minute to call or email. But because you and your dishonest ban, and I say dishonest because you're not being honest about what your agenda is here. You hate Walmart. That's what this is about. And you can deny it on Facebook, but everyone can see through you and through everybody else involved in this. So fine. Do you want to match numbers? We'll do that here. I have no problem with that at all. And again, yeah, there are people who don't live right there, but, and I've chronicled this, and I guess I'll have to do it again. Do you want the city to dump a bunch of money into a project when there's a developer who's willing to handle all of the cost, provide a need downtown, create jobs, create traffic? And that's the other thing. You have to drag these little shop owners kicking and screaming to success, because that's exactly what a Walmart will do. It will create traffic for periphery stores such as theirs. And they are so blinded by their hatred. I won't say they're stupid. They are so blinded by their hatred, they cannot see that. But this heckler's veto that is driving the country right now has to be exposed for what it is. That's why I think this is a much bigger issue than just Walmart. And by the way, it's not a new concept. I understand that. I mean, I get that. Just making more noise and giving the appearance of being the majority. As I said, I think the classic example of that were the union backers in Act 10 and the recall. They got a shock, didn't they? Oh, and not everybody thinks the way we do. You're able to pack all of that in, you know, your little band of opponents of this into a meeting, and you think you have the majority? I'm convinced a majority of Green Bay residents would want this downtown. Those who pay taxes would want this downtown. That's what I believe. And it's just funny that, and it's not funny, the silent majority tends to be right-leaning and the big mouth heckler veto tends to be liberal because they don't have much else, so they go with making a lot of noise. That's what they do. Fine, you want some noise? We'll give you some noise right back. All right, I now have until 9:06 to figure out which topic I'm going to do first. The death of American exceptionalism or the reported death of the Tea Party movement? Well, you have to admit, those are two really good topics. I'll figure it out. It's 8:56.